Well, welcome to our first ever, although we've had many Sundays like it, but what we're calling, officially calling, Serve Sunday. And we are taking a break from suffering, death, and grief, because you can only take so much, right? Although it might have been fitting to talk about suffering and grief after last night's baseball game. But there will be more time to grieve. But we will still come back to that very important message on grief soon. But this morning we are celebrating the ministries of the church, having some fun, and asking the Lord where he might be calling us to serve. And so we're going to let the text of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11 guide us this morning and help outline our talk. So I know you were just standing, but would you just stand with me to honor God's word together? And you can turn to 1 Peter. It's toward the back of the New Testament after the book of Hebrews and James. And it's in chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 8 through 11. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. May God bless the reading of his words. You may be seated. So this morning, I want to talk about four simple yet incredibly profound and challenging applications from this text, and that is very simply to love deeply, to offer hospitality, to use your God-given gifts, and lastly, to do it all for God's glory. So let's start with the call, number one, to love deeply, for that is what this first verse says, to above everything, above all, love each other deeply. As Christians, what should we mainly be known for? Loving one another. We can say this with quite a degree of confidence because Jesus teaches this exact thing. He says in John chapter 13, 34 and 35, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. It's not optional. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. How? If you love one another. One of the main impressions people should get when they come into this place is, wow, those people really love one another. And how do they see that? How will they know that? Well, through our actions, right? And ideally, it goes something like this in this one-hour window you have on a Sunday. They pull in. And they're greeted by a smiling parking attendant or greeter in the parking lot. And they think, wow, these people love me so much that they're willing to stand out in the cold and in the rain just so I can be greeted. They are then able to find a parking spot because it's been thoughtfully planned out for them. They come to the door, whether it's the front or the back, and they're immediately greeted with a warm smile and a glad you're here today. They're then greeted again by one of our hosts as they come into the lobby. And then they see that people are joyfully serving coffee and hopefully think, wow, those people must have had to get here really early this morning to have coffee ready for me at 10 to 9. And if they're new, perhaps they're even given a welcome pack that was lovingly prepared and put together by a volunteer during the week. And as they look around the space, it hopefully communicates the message that we've been lovingly preparing and waiting for them. Musicians and sound and tech people were here at 7 a.m. so that others can be blessed by the music. And so before the service even begins, before a word is even spoken, they feel loved. They feel cared for. Realizing literally dozens and dozens of people have already served them directly or indirectly before they even sit down. Last week, I stayed at an Airbnb, and it wasn't a very good experience. We arrived at night, and it wasn't really well lit, and it wasn't really clear where you park and where your specific unit was, and the entrance or porch was kind of messy and dirty. And so before we even step foot inside, I'm kind of thinking, you know, they haven't really put a lot of love or thought into our experience. And, you know, researchers say that people decide usually within the first 2 or 3 minutes whether or not they're coming back to church. And it makes sense because within minutes, I knew I would never return to this place. The inside didn't feel welcoming or facilitate a feeling of warmth. The instant coffee provided was old, and the container was almost empty. The kettle was broken. The toilet seat was loose. Paint was chips. Beds were kind of old. Things were just falling out. I mean, it's not as bad as I'm making it sound, but could just be that I'm a little bit picky. But the end result was I didn't feel very loved or cared for, maybe not even safe, because all the little details weren't looked after. And that's how it often is with church. Friends, you have to know it takes a tremendous amount of courage to come to church for the first time. And you normally get one shot to show people how much you care about and love them. And before people can even consider how deeply they are loved by the God of all creation, they need to be loved by those who serve that God. But it takes a lot of people willing to serve and love deeply for that to happen. People who are willing to, second point, offer hospitality to one another. See, we don't do these things because we have to. We don't do them because they are our duty, although that might be true. We do it joyfully out of love because of what God has done for us. One of our 7 core values as a church, which you can read about in our Welcome to Oceanside brochure out there, is mutual hospitality. And this is part of it. It says, we desire that all feel welcomed, loved, and accepted here. The God of hospitality calls us to open our doors and our hearts to one another. By mutual, we mean that hospitality is a two-way street as we allow ourselves to be transformed by both giving and receiving. And then it goes on to say some more. And I love how people here are very passionate about this. When people here see that we could be doing something better as a church, they don't just complain about it. They do something about it and make it better. And we've seen this happen, for example, with our coffee setup or the painting of these walls here. So much of the equipment on this platform and elsewhere, including even the headset that I'm wearing, was bought by generous people who wanted to improve it when we perhaps couldn't afford it as a church. And there's an incredible amount of work that has to be done every day, every week, to keep this a hospitable place, whether it's lovingly restocking the cards in the back of the seats in front of you, or arranging these chairs, or buying the coffee, or picking up and distributing good food bags, reshelving the library, showing up at the elementary school early in the morning to serve the kids, cleaning, and on we could go. I love being a part of this church and the way we love one another and show hospitality to each other. And part of that is because I just love seeing people use the gifts that God has given them. And that's the third point, to use your God-given gifts. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. this verse teaches that the gifts that we have are not actually ours. They are just on loan to us. They are, in a sense, given to us, and we are faithful stewards of them. Recently, someone came early one Sunday and, you know, saw that every Sunday morning, some of our already very busy volunteers were putting out all the flags and signs and parking cones and all of that outside. And they said, hey, I can do that. I don't mind coming early every week. And now every Sunday, they show up at 7:30, and they have made that their weekly job here at the church. We were looking for someone to plow our lot if it snows. So, Lord, if it be your will, let it not snow this winter. Prayer of intercession real quick. But someone said, you know what? I have the equipment to do that. I don't mind. I'll do it for the church just as a way to serve my brothers and sisters free of charge. As we were growing, we realized the need for custodial help and cleanup after the service on Sunday before another week begins. And someone volunteered to do that every week at no charge, several hours every Sunday. And I could just go on and on with examples. But it doesn't need to be even, kind of physical serving like these examples. Some of you are great at communication or at administration. And we're excited to announce that our own Trudy Hoskins has stepped into a volunteer role as our life group co-coordinator, using her gifts. Sure, give a hand. Using her gifts in this area and joining Paul, who also serves in his role as an unpaid ministry volunteer in serving our life groups. And so she joins people such as Jenna Stavroff as our good food coordinator and Aaron West as our breakfast program coordinator, Harry Foster as our welcome team lead, who are simply non-pastoral members of our congregation who are just perfectly gifted by God for these ministries and using them as God supplies the grace to them. And included in that would be our men's ministry director, Mike Hoskins, and women's ministry director, Chantel Mebs. And there's many, many others. You are all given unique gifts and abilities to serve. And our passion is to see those come to life in various ways, whether that's in music or preparing meals or visiting people or serving with kids or youth or going to a care home, whatever it might be. So how can you do it, and what opportunities are out there? Well, here's just a few of the areas that you can serve in and some encouragements from our hospitality team, specifically of volunteers.
Good morning. Welcome to church.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Karen.
And I'm Brian. I am Sean.
My name is Angela.
And I'm Jared.
And my name is Noelle.
My name is Gerald.
We've been coming to Oceanside for about a year.
We've been here about 6 years.
I've been at Oceanside for about 4 years.
Up until March, I had never been to church in my whole life.
I'm one of the greeters here at church. I think the greeting role is fantastic because it provides a first impression of who we are as a church.
We volunteer in the coffee center.
We chose coffee because in our past we had a cafe.
One of the good things I get to enjoy is just meeting people who've been here maybe for the first time or maybe just that I haven't seen for a while and welcoming them here and saying that we just want them to be part of us.
The short conversations are the best and meeting all of the people that walk in the door.
One of the biggest benefits of serving on Sundays is really getting personal and feeling like I'm part of a community.
Seeing those people that you see every week, being able to just go, I know what you want, and then have it ready for them, and the smile on their face to just brightens their day, just makes mine.
I was so nervous to put my name down as a volunteer because not only was church so new to me, but I was new to this community. But I'm so glad that I didn't let my nerves get in my way. Serving coffee on a Sunday morning to all of you is such a gift.
I'm part of the parking team. We're just here to make sure that everyone gets into church, parks safely, finds a spot. Our main goal is to make sure we can fit as many people in here as possible, and we need your help.
We are both nurses.
The church is putting together a medical team of doctors, nurses, firefighters, lifeguards, anyone with first aid training, where we can just be available Sundays to step in if there was ever a medical emergency that came up.
If you feel that you had any skills that can contribute to this team, we would love to have a chat with you guys at the back.
We would love to see you come and volunteer in the Coffee Center. It would be a lot of fun.
Come see me, say hi, maybe win a prize.
We'd like you to join the team because it's great.
If you have any questions or reservations, I encourage you to reach out.
Sign up to volunteer today.
So you might see some of those people behind certain booths today, but you know there are just so many needs right now. But I'm confident the gifts are out there because God has provided all that we need. Let me just give you a couple more encouragements of why this is so important now, if we are to continue to reach people and disciple people with the message of God's love. So why now? Why would now be a great time to serve? Well, number one, more people. Not a newsflash here, but we are growing as a church. Last month, October, saw the most people ever worship with us on Sundays in a non-Easter month. So we averaged almost 375 people each week in October. And just for context, that's over 100 more than just last October. And if you go back 3 Octobers, it's more than double just 3 Octobers ago. So with this growth comes many opportunities as we continue to expand. Consider that, you know, not that long ago, the greeter, host, and coffee person was actually all one position on a Sunday morning. And that's because you could do it all when there was just about 50, 60 people here on a Sunday morning. Now it takes 7 to 8 per service in those areas. And we're trying to expand that, actually, to include parking lot hosts and more. And that's, you know, just Sundays, of course. There's events pretty much every day and night here, which is why we're looking for a volunteer weekly kitchen manager who can oversee the kitchen, as well as a maintenance overseer to help keep things moving forward around the facility. So there's more people to serve. That's one reason why. Another reason that now would be a good time is you'll hear more in the new year, but we are taking active steps to potentially add a third service. It might not be a Sunday morning, by the way, but in order to make more room in these service and expand the options to our community, it will obviously take even more volunteers. And you know, like when we went to 2 services, which wasn't that long ago, adding a third service is going to mean that we need to expand all of our teams, and there'll be more opportunities to serve. So now's a great time to sign up, kind of get trained, and get ready for 2026 and what is ahead. So here's our action steps. We're just asking you to prayerfully consider where God might be calling you to serve and to use your gifts. And so we've provided ministry booths throughout the entire building. There's some in the sanctuary here, all across the lobby, and even outside. And this is a way for you to find out a little bit more about what some of these ministries are all about, where you can explore some opportunities, you can chat up some current volunteers, and of course, you might win some prizes, you might get some goodies just for stopping by and checking it out. No pressure to sign a form to get anything. They just want to be able to talk with you and see your face. So make sure you take advantage of that. And you'll want to kind of move around so that you can, you know, at least see what everybody's doing. Even if you're not interested in that area, it's just good to know what's happening around the church and different ways that people are serving. So you can sign up, add an actual booth. Everyone has sign-up sheets. Also, you could just fill out the serve card that is in front of you. It looks like this. It also has a QR code on it, so even better, what you can do is there's QR codes at all the tables, too, is you can just fill that out immediately online, and that will come directly to the office, and we can get in touch with you from there. So before we do that, though, just let me give you just a few words of advice about serving. Number one would be just pick one. I mean, maybe two, but honestly, preferably just one area and be faithful in it. Right? You don't need to do everything. And the more people that step forward, the more we don't have people doing several positions or several Sunday morning services or several services a month, because we can just share the load together. And we realize, you know, that not everyone can serve right now, okay? So I want to let you know that's okay. Maybe due to limitations, maybe it's the season in life that you're in, your current capacity or your health. And that's just the beauty of being in community together, is that we're here to help each other out, to do what we can, when we can. And if you can't, just your presence here is an act of service and worship. And we are blessed by you just being here and worshiping. Also, if you're already serving faithfully in an area, we're not asking for more from you, okay? Unless the Lord is just really clearly telling you or prompting you to do something. We'd rather have you be faithful and reliable in one area than spread yourself out too thin and burn out. One way to make sure that doesn't happen, and second word of advice, is make sure you're still engaging in community worship. Everything flows out of worship, including our serving. And one temptation or concern I see is when people start serving, they stop engaging in kind of the community worship. Maybe only come when they're scheduled, or kind of think of the other Sundays as their week off or something. Don't let that happen. It's so important that you keep growing. And as our core value of mutual hospitality says, to be able to both give and receive hospitality. I mean, as much as Jesus came to serve, you'll notice that he wasn't too prideful and understood the importance of also allowing himself to be a guest, to be served by others at times. So we need both in our life. Some people here do this by participating in one service in worship and then the other through serving. So if they know they're at the coffee bar the entire 11 a.m. service, they'll maybe come to the 9. I know maybe if you have kids and stuff, that's not possible. But at the very least, watch online if you're busy serving on a specific Sunday. As we prayed about earlier, you know, millions of Christians risk their lives to worship together on a regular basis. So we want to make sure we embrace our freedom to do so here. So we don't want you to serve every single Sunday because you need to be encouraged and equipped as well. So again, the more of us there are, the easier it becomes to make that happen. Also, just want to let you know, you are not signed up for life, so don't be afraid to do it. We actually make our schedules and rosters 4 months at a time, so there's actually always an opportunity to say, this next season doesn't work for me, or whatever, okay? So, like, we don't just automatically keep you on forever and ever, so you can always reassess. And then the last word of advice, which is also our last point from the text here, is to do it all for God's glory. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides. This is verse 11. So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Friends, don't do it for the church. Don't do it because a leader is asking you to. Do it for the greater glory of God in the world and in the Oceanside communities. And first and foremost, as an act of worship and a pleasing offering before your God. And when that's happening and God is getting the glory and the praise, then amazing things happen within the community. So in a minute, you'll have an opportunity to respond by visiting some booths, and you can use it as a way to discern. So you'll notice we're ending a little early today because we want to give you time before also the next service comes in to be able to walk around, and you see all the people going to their booths right now, and there's crazy games and prizes and all kinds of stuff, free stuff, whatever it might be. So they're going to get ready for you, and you can peruse around. But why don't you stand with me? Everyone stand together. And as you go to those booths, you can go with this benediction and blessing from our text here today. So friends, go and serve with the strength God provides, so that God may be praised. And in all we do, may to him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Amen. All right, go have some fun.